Welcome back. You're with the Grumpy Gaze on Joy 94.9. And that was the Indigo Girls. And I would like to tell our avid listeners that when I was choosing the songs for this evening's Ode to Sapphic Love, and I mentioned the Indigo Girls and Galileo, I received in response the quote, "Who the hell are they? Never heard of them."
From two people, Helen, not just one, it was two.
I thought they were called the Indigo Girls.
No.
Get in there, girls.
Speaking of which, our new segment for this evening, specifically designed to highlight all things lady love, and it's titled The Sapphic Survey.
I'm fearful, Doug.
I'm fearful.
Absolutely. Now, in honour of our celebration of all things licorice this evening, gentlemen, and I use that term loosely, I have decided to challenge your knowledge of the sisterhood with a special segment aptly titled The Sapphic Survey. Now, I am going to premise this segment with a caveat. We all know, since becoming a member of the Lady Love Club many a decade ago, I have, on more than one occasion, been contacted by the relevant authorities, and certain requests have been made to hand back my steak knives.
who is this relevant authority we speak of?
Yeah, who are they?
Yeah.
However, I have persisted and resisted, and I have limped my lesbionic little self along, steak knives firmly in grasp.
Clutching those steak knives.
So, on to the Sapphic Survey. Are you ready?
Oh, as I'll ever be.
Oh, my goodness.
We surveyed 100 lesbians and got 150 responses.
some in the form of a petition, no doubt.
Diligent girls that they are. Diligent girls.
So can I ask where this surveying took place?
Oh, of course. I went to the local Bunnings. Where else?
Over the sausage sizzle.
Yes.
As we were stabbing and cutting a few sausages in half.
With those steak knives.
Steak knives, yeah.
Okay, right. enough of the chit-chat.
Yeah, yeah, go for it.
It's time to play the Sapphic Survey. Matt, Doug, are you ready?
Yes. So this is open forum, yeah? This is, we don't have to buzz in or anything, no?
No, open forum.
Right, okay. Right.
Question one.
Oh, is there a prize?
Don't ask what it is.
Yes, you'll get a lesbian-themed haiku from me.
Oh. Don't we get a macrame potholder or something? God's eye? All right, okay.
Question one. Where is the lesbian capital of Australia?
Alice Springs.
Oh.
Why does one say that?
Miriam Margolyes, yes, that gorgeous British stroke Australian actress, and she's a lesbian, and she went to Alice Springs on this road trip she's doing in Australia, and they said that there was lots of them there.
Miriam Margolyes stroked an Australian actress.
No, she stroked. Well, no, she is both British and Australian, and she went. Stop it. She went to Alice Springs and they said it's the lesbian capital of Australia. And it's all got to do with the fact that of Pine Gap.
Oh, okay.
There we go.
Well, see, I don't know. Before you say whether that's correct or not, given the fact that you've just actually been spruiking Melbourne as the lesbian equivalent to Sydney's gay man, I would have said Melbourne. In fact, I'm going to be more specific. Northcote? Monbulk?
Possibly.
I believe that... That's 1 point to Doug.
Oh.
Alice Springs.
Which I never knew that. I lived out that way. I was a tour guide for the Japanese.
Oh my God, were you?
Yes. I used to have to do a 45-minute commentary about a rock. Set me up for life, though. Honestly, now I can talk any old shit, don't you?
As this show is a testament
to. As it's a testament to. Absolutely.
All right, so that's one to Doug.
Do you know what Japanese for air's rock is?
What?
No.
Air's a docket.
Oh, you're just saying it in a Japanese accent.
It's true. Anyway, sorry, I digress myself.
Question two. Name a lesbian dating app.
Growler?
Is there one?
Budget van rental? Macrame mates?
Munch.
Okay, no one gets a point.
Oh. On that is there one?
What is it? Is there one?
Yes, Whopper.
What's it called? What?
Whopper.
Whopper?
Yes, W-A-P-A, Whopper.
What's the name of a drama school in Western Australia? What are you saying?
No, it's the name of a Hungry Jack's Burger. I got her off Whopper. Good Lord. Mudgy Grinder's no better.
Whopper.
How bizarre.
I'm downloading it.
Don't. You'll see some things you can't forget.
Are you on there, Helen?
No, I am not. I'm in a loving and committed relationship.
Is that where you met? Is that how you met?
Yeah, come on out with it. Come on out with it.
Yeah, get your whopper out.
Question three. Oh, concentrate, you two.
She's moving on.
Deftly sidestepping
deftly
that question.
Silence. Yes.
Yeah.
What are the top three questions lesbians ask on a first date?
When can you move in?
Are you handy? Do you eat the hot dogs at IKEA?
Oh, God, you two are really bad at this. No. So, some of the best first date questions asked on a lesbian date, okay. A lesbian first date. How many of your closest friends are exes?
Oh. This is like the lesbian ex circle you were talking about once.
God. Do they really say that?
Okay, another one. Which season of the L Word are you?
Oh. Oh, see, that's the gay male equivalent of which one out of Sex of the City are you? I'm sorry, Samantha.
Or are you watching RuPaul's? Yeah.
There's two more.
Okay, sorry.
Yep. What's your favourite straight lesbian movie?
What?
What?
What's your favourite straight lesbian movie?
What does that mean?
That's a tautology, surely.
Exactly. You know, it's about the fact that Hollywood's obsessed with creating these, in inverted commas, lesbian movies that aren't really lesbian movies.
Oh, okay. So think Basic Instinct or
Bend It Like Beckham.
Oh.
Oh.
Well, that's British. But yeah, I see where you're going with that. I would have said Single White Female.
Sisterhood of the Travelling Pants.
Personal best. Wasn't Personal Best one? That's showing my age.
Yeah, follow. And my particular favourite question that lesbians ask on a first date, what's the order of the things Alanis Morissette is doing with her other hand?
Oh, my God.
Oh.
You are really... she's giving a peace sign. I know.
What do you mean?
The hand in my pocket. It's an Alanis Morissette song.
Oh, I've got one hand in my pocket.
Yes.
Thank you.
And the other hand is stroking an Australian actress.
Oh, my God.
Oh, sorry, that's Maria Margolis.
But the other hand's on. The other hand's using Whopper.
The other hand's swiping right on Whopper. Oh, my God.
So, yet again.
She's not a lesbian.
Who? No, she's not. But Alanis Morissette.
Is she an icon issue?
Apparently so.
A dicon.
A bad lesbian.
A dicon.
Oh, God.
Oh, now, this is a fun fact. The word dicon in Japanese means radish. Oh. Anyway.
Do you want to say that in your Japanese accent?
Dicon.
Radish.
Oh, radish. I can say chocolate cake in Japanese. It's chocolate cake.
Oh, you're just making that up.
I'm not. Anyway.
That is like the Japanese equivalent of con the fruiterer.
So, currently on the Sapphic survey, we have Doug, the angry gay man, 1, and Matt, none.
Well, I'm doing better than I expected.
Moving on.
But did anyone get any points in the last one?
No. When can you move in? Are you handy or do you eat the hot dogs at IKEA?
Neither of Matt or I have ever been on a lesbian date, Helen.
And can I just say, those three questions are far more logical than what is Alanis Morissette doing with her other hand?
Absolutely.
I mean, please. Anyway.
Question four. What is the average time it takes for lesbians to move in together?
I got this one. I got this one. As long as it takes to get the cat in its travel box. No, come on. That, to be fair, that can take anything up to 3 days with Miss Trilly. I've seen better behaviour from Elton John when I'm trying to put her in that box. Can I ask, though, does that work at the other end? The quicker you move in, the quicker you move out.
We're not gay men.
Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, well, what's the stats here, Helen? I mean, how do we know?
There is.
I've got no idea.
There is no stats.
Well,
there
how long are between?
No
how long between?
Available.
Well, only your own. So, how long between you and your partner meeting did you move in?
Nearly 12 months.
Oh.
You really do need to give those stat knives back.
You do.
Bugger off, both of you.
Yeah.
Question five.
Okay.
Name the top five famous lesbians of all time.
Right. Okay. There's Rosie. What's her name? Oh. I know she, because she did that thing with Madonna. Rosie, what's her name? Yeah.
What did she do with Madonna?
Oh, something about baseball.
O'Donnell.
Thank you. Oh, and there's that other woman. You know, she's with the big lips and the funny teeth. You know, she was best friends with Madonna.
Was she in Glee? No.
No, I don't know. Tall.
Sandra Bernhardt.
Yes. Anybody related to Madonna? Helen. There's Helen.
Helen. Oh, Cher in Silkwood.
Oh, there's Kylie in the Shocked video. There's a lot of eye-on-eye action with her female chauffeur. No, literally reeks of lesbian undertones. There's Billie Jean, you know, from the Michael Jackson thing.
Billie Jean is not my lover.
Yes, her. See, we know loads.
Oh, Ellen DeGeneres?
Yeah, she's got that chat show.
Ellen DeGeneres.
Oh, God.
Well, what do you reckon? That's come on. We've got to get a point for that, surely.
Dusty Springfield. She did a song with the Pet Shop Boys.
Yes. Kylie, Madonna and the Pet Shop Boys. See, we've got it all covered.
And Billie Jean is not my lover.
Yes. What do you reckon?
Yeah, none. Oh. You get none for that.
They are all well-known lesbians. I think that's very unfair.
Cher in Silkwood.
She was a lesbian in Silkwood.
Yes.
Only a gay man would know that.
But she was a lesbian in Silkwood.
All right, so name your top five then. Come on.
Okay, so the top five are obviously Ellen DeGeneres.
Yes.
That's her. DeGeneres.
DeGeneres.
Jodie Foster.
Oh, Jodie Foster.
Jodie Foster.
Agent Starling.
Ancient Starling. Fly, 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 little Starling.
And K.D. Lang.
Of course.
Of course.
The Indigo Girls.
No, I still don't know.
Yeah, no, never heard of them.
And to my final question of another famous lesbian.
Mm.
Name a Melissa Etheridge song.
That one about water.
I give up. You both failed the Sapphic survey.
I thought we did very well, Doc.
That's right. Well, what's the song? What's the Melissa Etheridge song?
On that note...
Just play it.
Melissa Etheridge, Bring Me Some Water.
That's it?
We were right. She's going on about it. It wasn't wine, was it? Bring Me Some Wine. I mean, honestly, was she going on about it?
Tonight I feel so weak, but all in love is fair. I turn you the cheek, and I feel the slap and the sting of the foul night air. And I know you're only human, and I haven't got talking room. But tonight while I'm making excuses, some other woman is making love to you. Somebody bring me some water. Can't you see I'm burning alive? Can't you see my baby's got another lover? I don't know how I'm gonna survive. Somebody bring me some water. this night be through. Wanna hear the breaking glass. I wanna feel the steel of the red hot truth. And I'd do anything to get it out of my mind. I need some insanity, but that temporary kind. Tell me how will I